It was a lorandum standing bantam cock who was brisk and stiff and spry, with a springy step and a jaunty plume and a purposeful look in his eye. In his little black blinking eye he had. I took him to me coop and I introduced him to his 17 wide-eyed hens. Well, he tucked and he tucked as a hero tucked, then he bowed to a waist to them all, and then he upped and he tucked them all again, he did. And then upon the piece of me ducks and me geese, he rudely did intrude, with glazed eyes and open mouth, he poured all with fortitude, and a little bit of gratitude they did. He ravished my fantail pigeons and my lily-white columbines, and while I was looking at the budgery car, he jumped me parrot from behind. He was sitting on me shoulder at the time. He jumped my giggling guinea fowl and thrust his intentions upon my 20 hysterical turkeys and a visiting migrant swan. But the bantam thundered on, he did. Then all of a sudden, with a gasp and a gulp, he clasped his hand to his head. He fell flat on his back with his toes in the air. My bantam cock lay dead, and the vultures circled overhead, they did. What a noble brute, what a champion cock, what a way to live and die. I was digging in a grave to save his bones from the hungry buzzards in the sky, when the bantam opened up a sly little eye. He gave me a grin and a terrible wink, the way that a rapist do. He said, you see them big daft buggers up there, they'll be down in a minute or two.